Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Abayomi Ezekiwe, who is the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, who is joining us now via Skype from Detroit, Michigan. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how bad are things looking for France in Mali when even the United Nations is not willing to come on board?
The French government made a unilateral decision to enter Mali. They have been carrying out bombing operations, ground operations, and there are reports emerging from the ground in Mali about numerous atrocities that are being committed, that are being attributed to the Malian military. But as we know, the French are there to serve the interests of not only their own government, but also in an attempt to prop up an unstable military regime that had taken power last year in Mali. Reports coming out of Sèvres indicate that 11 people recently were massacred in a military base. At least 20 other murders in that same region has been reported over the last several days. And this is taking place at a time in which there are certain elements among the Tuareg population who are willing to negotiate with the Malian government to reach a political solution in this crisis. For example, the Ansar Dine, was just reported yesterday, has undergone a major split inside the organization. And the group that has emerged, the Islamic movement of Azawad, is willing to hold negotiations. They, in fact, met with representatives of the Malian government in neighboring Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso. So France, of course, has exacerbated the internal tensions inside of Mali as a result of their military operations inside the country.
So then, you know, many people, Mr. Ezekiwe, have spoken about how Mali may become France's Afghanistan. Is that a fair comparison?
It is a vast country. The Tuaregs, as well as other groups inside of Mali, have a long history of resistance against colonialism and neocolonialism. And I do not believe that France is going to reach its objectives inside the country without a major campaign of armed unrest on the part of not only the Tuareg population, but also other groups inside of Mali as well, because they too are being victimized by this military onslaught.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Abayomi Ezekiwe, editor of the Pan-African Newswire, speaking to us via Skype from Detroit. Sir, as always, we appreciate your insight.